I saw a book a number of years ago that was called something like, you know, Quaker Philadelphia and Puritan Boston. And essentially, it argues about which of those religious ethics triumphed in the end and is what influenced our country more majorly. Some people would say it's Puritan Boston, which includes a lot of repression. It's like you have to toe the line, and it's more about money, I guess, than you'd say about spirit or the Sermon on the Mount, if you will. What's your take on that?
From this historical standpoint, a lot of the Quakers in the Philadelphia area were very successful business people. They established business routes between England and the colonies. So Philadelphia was like a central focal point for the whole colonial structure. So goods and services came in to Philadelphia and then got distributed to the other colonies that way. So in that regard, I would obviously say that Philadelphia was much more influential than Puritan England. And the fact that Penn's promoting this whole experiment through pamphlets and flyers and that type of thing throughout Europe generated a strong interest throughout Europe to come in. And of course, Philadelphia became like the melting pot. All these different cultures and peoples came in here, which was radical because everybody kind of had their little niche group. That, you know, the Swedes were here, the Catholics were here, the Puritans were up in New England. So this kind of united everything and drew everybody in there. So you had, you know, Germans working beside Swedes and English people working beside Irish, which that's extremely radical for that time period. So obviously to me, Pennsylvania and Philadelphia became the core and the most influential, much more so than Puritan New England.